Bank of America has suspended its planned dividend increase. That's after the Federal Reserve found problems in data the bank reported during its most recent stress test. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports.
The stress tests are part of the 2010 Dodd-Frank financial law passed after the crash and the recession. The Federal Reserve analyzes the capital and health of the nation's largest financial firms to ensure they're not in danger of failing. Bank of America says it misreported some liabilities from the 2009 acquisition of Merrill Lynch. Bank analyst Bert Ellie says it's not a big deal.
Last month, the Fed denied the capital plans of five other large financial firms. So this is not an unusual occurrence, somewhat embarrassing, but it's not unusual and not something that people ought to be concerned about.
Ellie says the tests are new and banks and the Fed are still working out the kinks. A Wells Fargo analysis said the misstatement doesn't reveal any material weaknesses in the bank, but the hit to its reputation may hurt its stock in the short term. Bank of America's stock dropped 80 cents after the announcement to $15.18. The planned dividend increase is suspended until the Fed approves a new capital plan for the bank. The bank has 30 days to submit that plan with correct numbers. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.